a real deal. I'll shoot your liver out and hand it to you.
Here we are with another podcast. Chad, you are basically, this is the third time you've been on the podcast now?
I think it's it's the second official podcast, but I was a guest on your Cue It Up Cup.
Yeah, so you're like, you buy stock or something like that? Why can't I get rid of you?
I just keep, I'm a nit.
This is the second time I've done an event or a podcast similar to this where I come across a format for some sort of event and I like it and I think it's a really neat thing that would be good to put across the country in different ways. So, spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about a format or I guess an event that you're going to do that has a really, really neat format. And we also have Tony here as well, who's going to be on the other team, right?
Yes.
So, yep. Welcome to the podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And why don't we go through the backstory of how take us through the actual match itself to start out with. What's going to happen and how's the format going to be, I guess, played out?
Okay, I'll take that one. What we're doing is we're doing a Moscone format, but a Scotch match, you know, singles match, Scotch match, singles match alternated with a 5-man teams. Races to 5, 10 ball on a bar table with the whole match being raced to 11 points. So that's basically it in a nutshell is that's how we're doing it.
Yeah. Basically what Chad just said, we talked about, you know, the rules and everything yesterday. We went through kind of how we're going to do it. And there's a couple things missing that the Moscone Cup has. Like, I think they have all ball fouls. We're not doing that. We're just doing cue ball fouls. And then we discussed about doing our lineup every five matches. And I think they did it in days. We're doing all this in one day. So we're completing this all in one day and we're playing on two tables and Moscone Cup is all played on one table, you know, and it's over three or 4 days or something like that. So we're kind of condensing it and putting it into one day and on two tables. And then it's on a bar table. So it'll probably, you know, be a lot faster kind of action.
Gotcha. So these are going to be teams. You guys are the captains of your respective teams. How did you actually pick the teams that you're playing with?
Let me start, Tony, because it's kind of funny. Basically what happened was I was sitting on the couch just watching TV, and I was kind of dying for a little bit of action. And so and Abby, my wife, says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just throwing something out there." She goes, "What are you throwing out there?" And I said, "Oh, just a little challenge." And she goes, "Oh, no, what are you doing?" And so basically what I did is I just put it out on Facebook and I said, "Hey, I will play anyone in the state of Colorado, a 5-man team match. Here's my lineup." And I gave them the names and I said, "It's me and it's Adam Cisneros and it's Larry Romero, Jonathan Lopez, and Danny Olson, who spends time in South Dakota and Colorado." I said, "There's my 5-man team. Anyone in Colorado, you guys put together a 5-man team and you go ahead and you know, we'll play." You know, that was the challenge that I threw out there. And I will say, Tony doesn't even know this probably, but I will say the reason I didn't pick Tony for like the guy that I would choose to be on my team is because I absolutely knew that he was going to be the guy to put together the opposing team. You know, like there's a lot of people that talk and then there's people that do, and Tony does. And I thought, okay, man, it was like built for Tony Piazza to say, "All right, I got this." You know, so Tony, why don't you tell me about your team?
It was like Facebook, totally. I mean, that's how it started. And Chad's action too. So I knew it was real. Like, I read it too. I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting." And the challenge was like, I've played the format one time and it's the most fun. Absolute most fun tournament format I think you can play. I mean, it's intense. The intensity of the thing, I mean, of the tournament itself or the match. And then Chad is all, you know, Chad's one of some of the best action in Colorado. He's just a great guy. And he's always, you know, putting somebody in the box or playing himself. So he's action and it's fun. And, you know, and then he comes with his team that he lists, and those, you know, those are local best right there. And I mean, we have a big pool of players here. So, I mean, he's got five of the best. I mean, all the guys are great guys, and they all can run racks on bar tables. I mean, just, it's fact. So I was like, okay, here we go. Little action with Chad, and let me round up a team real quick. And I just went from, picked out of the Denver pool, our pool as far as pool players go, our pool player pool, or whatever you call it. And and it just kind of ended up a Facebook thing. And then it was on that night, maybe 8 hours later, we were sewing up the match and getting it ready. And it was, I mean, it's going to be fun. That's for sure. It's going to be fun.
Throw your teammates.
Teammates are Stefan Wyatt, who is kind of new to the Denver scene. He, I think he moved here about a year and a half ago. Super nice guy. Owns the Smoothie King here, and owns the Smoothie King up on 144th and I-25. Real fit guy. Plays pool. Plays for real good pool. And then so had him on the team. We got Steve Chan, runs one of the local pool rooms here in Colorado, Mile High Billiards, works over there. Real good pool player, friend of everyone that's on Chad's team too. Adam King, another local, real good player, played with him in Vegas. I mean, he's won several tournaments, big bar table tournaments, I'd say. And then and Greg Romero, who's won the BCA in Vegas, champion in his own right. And everybody on Chad's team is a champion too, dude. The killers. They're all killers. This looks like such a good matchup on paper. I mean, it's pick your team, races to five, short races. If you go either way, whoever breaks good and executes, performs in crunch time, it should be fun. It should be just a lot of fun.
I'll throw this out too, man. Like, I agree with everything you said, but one of the things I would throw out is the way that Tony structured his team. You know, he's like, okay, I'm going to find the best rotation players I can find. But, you know, but Nate, I opened the door. Like, I was basically talking a lot of smack with my team. And I didn't put any limitations on it. I didn't put any sort of like, you can choose this guy, but you can't have that guy. Or, you know, no pros and no this and no that. I didn't put any limitations to it. And I it really was an invite to Tony to build a team. And you know, and I really respect the way he did it, because he went out there. He didn't go out and get like the four professional players that play and and say, okay, we'll play you. he went out and got something that was really competitive, because Tony likes to compete. As much as he likes to win money playing pool, he likes to compete. And he put together a team that, coincidentally, I don't even know if you researched this, but combined Fargo rating between the two teams are within 20 points. We're like, 33.90 and 33.70 combined Fargo rating between.
Wow,
the
that's crazy!
It's nuts.
That's research right there,
and
started to me.
Yeah, and it's he basically built a team that would compete well, and would be exciting to watch, and would test him, because Tony he never looks for the easy money. He's always chasing the toughest match he can find, So he built a great team that is going to be, I think it's going to be really exciting to watch. And I should point out that it's also being live streamed. Shane Guido out of Colorado Springs has SMFG Billiards. Tag Shane's page, Nate, if you can. And, and I'd love to get him a little bit of run for what he's doing. He's going to come up from Colorado Springs, which is for those that don't know, it's about an hour and a half drive up to where we're going to be playing. And he's going to spend 12, 13 hours with us filming two tables all day. So,
Awesome.
Yeah. It's just going to be so good. And I don't know. And the other thing is, like, all 10 of us, we're all friends. Like, there isn't anybody that doesn't like somebody, on this, but I'll tell you what, we're gunning for each other for sure for this match.
Oh yeah.
There will be no love lost for about 13 hours. Then we'll hug it out at the end.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I guess that knocked off two of my questions. You guys just answered accidentally, but what's the gamble between the two teams?
1,000 a man, 1,000 a man, 10,000 in the middle. That's a little bad for a little team match.
One day for a one day match. Yeah. And, well, the other thing is, there's, I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook, Nate, but when I posted the flyer this morning for the match, I mean, there's side action everywhere.
People saw the side bet. Yeah. I already got a couple calls. What's going on? Trying to get an inside scoop. How do you feel? All those questions. Yeah. And I'm just like, dude, I don't know. It's going to be.
My guess is it wouldn't surprise me if there was about 50,000 at stake on this thing, because everybody around here knows us, and they know all of us, and they know what we're all capable of. And then they just have to decide which team they think is going to bring it that day. You know, it's I mean, I really believe it's that, you know? So there's a total of 10,000 officially in the middle, but who knows what's going to happen on the side? I have no clue.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of side action, friendly sweat bets up and down the whole Colorado line. Wyoming people are trying, you know, our Wyoming family of pool players are pretty close to us too. So they, you know, there's a thing we played last year called Border Wars, but they're familiar with these kind of matches, and they come down to Denver. They've been down to Denver. Chad actually played Team Wyoming 2 years ago, and we played Team Wyoming last year up in Wyoming, same kind of format, and it was on. I mean, it's just gloves off. It was fun. You know, I mean, it gets pretty serious, dude. Nobody wants to lose. That's the last thing.
Yeah.
$1,000.
It ain't even about the money. You know, the money's nice to win, but God, you know what? It's about looking at your opponent and winning. You know, it's really about shaking hands and going, yeah, I got the best of you today. You know,
I might not
have the best of you tomorrow, but today I did, and that felt great. the game is lacking that, in my opinion. To me, a lot of people are just looking for a lock, you know, when they play for money. And that's one of the reasons I said what I said about what Tony did. You know, Tony could have put together what he considered a lock, you know, but that wouldn't have been any fun for him. He would have just been like, Chad, thanks for letting me steal. See you later, you know, or whatever, you know, and maybe we still would have beat him. Who knows?
Shit, but, man, I don't think, I mean, you know, a lot of teams that aren't stealing against your team, but yeah,
that's true.
I mean, I felt like the door was open a little bit there because you got Danny Olson, and he is from South Dakota, and he is the highest ranked player out of all 10 of us, and he has probably the most pro experience, I would say, for tournaments. And, you know, he's the highest, probably, he is the highest rated player, and I would put him as the best player out of all of us, out of all 10 of us, no doubt.
Well, so, it's not you. It's
him. I thought about, like, you know, I spread myself around Colorado a little bit for, I mean, I won't go over any names, so I don't want any feelings. I've already talked to a few friends about not putting them on the team, and it was because it was kind of, I put it together kind of fast, too, but, I mean, you know, just trying to keep it in Denver, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of other players that could be on either one of our teams that could show up and win more points or do just as good as we're doing, or, you know. So there's a lot of players left still that, you know, they saw this come to fruition and they're like, God, I'd love to play. I'm Chad's team, my team, let's do this. They're trying to get their team, so we might have sparked something. Hopefully we did. More of these to come. Especially the loser's gonna want a rematch. I know that. That's for damn sure.
I was gonna say that. Like and maybe you have this, maybe I'm stealing another question from you, but
yep, you are.
But I already told what's that?
Yep, you are.
All right.
Makes so my job easy.
What I told Tony last night is like, you know the loser is just going to be sore, and you know the loser is going to be begging for a rematch, and as Nate knows and Tony knows, my wife manages a bar in Broomfield, which is a suburb of Denver called Zuster's, and so I said I want the match there, and that was basically one of the things that you know I said, this is what we're going to do. We'll challenge anybody playing out of here, but the rematch is going to have to be at Piazza's because Tony's opening a new pool room out here in the Denver
Thanks
area.
Thanks for plugging that. Yeah, well, I was
of course,
gonna...
dude.
Nice, dude.
I'm only going to let that get away. But the rematch is going to be. I mean, Tony's room is probably going to be all about the action in this area. And so when it's time for the rematch, I know where it's going to be. I already know. I'm just going to have to get a hotel room down there, which is about 45 minutes away, and just be
nice.
Prepared to sweat it for 16 hours. But yeah, I mean, however this goes, it doesn't matter who wins, doesn't matter who loses. There's going to be a rematch. There's no doubt in my mind that the losing team is going to say, let's go. You know? And if there were enough time to do it in the same day, you'd probably do it. they flip the coin again. Let's go.
No doubt.
Yep.
Yeah. So I still don't think you guys have given the date for this. So when is this all going down?
July 25th.
July 25th at Zuster's in Colorado.
Yep. And that is a Saturday. And what we did is we set it up. I actually talked to the streamer Shane today to confirm that it would work out well. The way we did it, and I'm hoping that this format works. And you know, and like one of the reasons you did this podcast, Nate, was because you wanted to give people the ability, give them some insight as to what might be possible in their area. And so what I would encourage people to do is watch the stream and then give us some feedback on how it worked. What we decided to do was we're starting at noon, and in order, and the conversation where it started was, should we do a shot clock so we can get this done in one day?
Yeah, that was another rule we didn't, and we excluded from the Moscone for sure.
Yeah, and we're like, screw this. We're all friends. Let's all make a gentleman's agreement to play at a reasonable pace. And if you need some time to take a shot, go ahead and take it. But let's try and get this done, and you know, in one day. And the idea was race to five. Let's keep it in an hour. So what we did, Nate, is we scheduled. We're going to do our singles matches at noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And we're going to do our Scotch doubles matches are going to be at 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30, and so on. So Shane can stream from both tables. And if he has some downtime on one table because the match went really fast, then it gives him the ability to really concentrate on the doubles match or the singles match, whichever one is still going. It also keeps us on a pretty good clock so that if we end up going hill, this thing is still done in about 12 hours. And, you know, and that's a long day. But at the same time, to be able to complete that many matches in one day, that was the format we chose that we thought gave us the best chance.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they, you know, there's always a possibility it might just go 11 matches too, you know.
I see what you did there. But
you're, I didn't supposed do to, it. That sucked.
You're supposed to imply that you're going to win at least one of your matches, so we know which side it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know how. I'm not sure how Tony's match went. I can't remember how that thing. He could probably fill you in. But when I did that, when I did this match when we did Colorado versus Wyoming, we were my team went up. God, we were up 9-4. And we ended up losing double hill. So, like, I mean, I'm telling you, the intensity of these matches is insane. And pride just takes over, and you're just like, I'm not losing. And when Wyoming beat us, man, those guys just fought every inch. And so there's a lot of drama that happens in these things. It's pretty cool.
Dude, playing VNEA, BCA, and all these team tournaments over the years, or going to Vegas, I don't know how many years, 15, 20 years worth of these tournaments, and that was the first Moscone format I played up when we went to Laramie, Wyoming to play these guys. And then, like you said, it was the most pressure, most fun tournament. I remember when we played it was like the prize was $500 a man, but the pride to beat Wyoming and bring the title back to Colorado, I mean, it was like your mini Moscone, like USA versus Europe, dude. I mean, it was intense. It was fun. The pressure was real. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy. It was fun, for sure. I hope it takes off, too, and that was another thing. I mean, you kind of plugged my bar a little bit, Nate, which I'm in the process of opening up kind of a pool room / sports bar, but that's one thing that I want to implement is a lot of team tournament play. And we might have the capability. There's a place right next to our bar that is, there's an event center there. I was talking to Chad a little bit about it, but there's 15,000 square feet. I got a guy who can bring in 30, 40 bar tables pretty much on call, if we set it up like that. And then I was hoping to get teams from Canada in there, teams from the Midwest. I know a lot of Midwest teams. That's where I'm from. Almost like a mini Vegas. I mean, I would love for it to take off like that, but just because I love the team events so much, and it's so much fun, and you meet a lot of friends too through team events. You know, you have a lot of relationships. You meet not a lot of singles relationships. You have more. It's more one on one, and you say good match, and you kind of go your way. But the teams seem to have some beers after. It's more of a social thing, but it's very, very competitive at the same time. So that's what I love about it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier for the fans to get involved when you have team events as well. It just seems like all of the biggest events throughout the year tend to be some sort of team events, whether it be the World Cup of Pool or whether it's the Moscone Cup. It definitely seems like those are a lot easier to market. So I think the format's cool. I think it's a really good idea, and I'm pretty excited to tune in and watch at least part of this. Why don't you tell us again when it is and how people can watch it?
Okay, so it is July 25th at Zuster's in Broomfield, Colorado, starting at noon. That's Mountain Standard Time. And then you can watch the stream on SMFG Billiards fan page. So if you go to his page, then you'll be able to watch the stream. And Nate, if I could provide you, what I'll do is I'll ask Shane to provide you with a link, and maybe you can put that up with once this goes. But the last time I did a stream with Shane, we had a match between Danny Olson and Adam Cisneros that was live streamed, and we had over 7,000 views. It was like 7,600 views watching those guys play
nice
match. Based on the hype that's going on around the state here, it wouldn't surprise me if 20,000-30,000 people tuned into this one.
Wow.
I really believe that because, you know, with Nate's help, you know, to try to promote this. And
yeah,
I mean, one of the things I will tell you is like the idea behind a team structure, like what Tony said, and I think that maybe got missed in the conversation here, in that he didn't necessarily emphasize it just because he believes in it so much that it just is automatic for him, is he says, you know, team play versus singles play, it's a single sport unless you make it a team sport. And I think that's a really, really important statement, because once you make something like this a team sport, Nate, what you were talking about with Moscone and World Cup of Pool and these team events, they're exciting, they're dramatic, and that's what grows the game. The other thing it does is, in my view, what really grows the game is when people believe in other people. And, you know, I've gotten behind a lot of players. Tony knows that.
That's a strong statement, bro. I love it, dude. Like,
yeah,
true, dude.
Yeah, you get behind people and you make them better. You make them want to be better. They start paying attention. They start seeing things. They never forget the shot they missed that cost their team the match. You know, and so they go and they hit that ball 1,000 times. They're never going to miss that ball again, ever. But when you do it in a singles, the only person you're accountable is yourself. But when you let your whole team down, or you have the potential to let your whole team down, there's a lot of pressure. So it builds you. It just builds a whole different dynamic into the sport. And I think the sport needs that kind of growth in order to get. Not only get back to where it used to be. I'm almost tired of hearing that. What I almost want to say is, let's not go back where it used to be. Let's take it beyond where it used to be, and let's turn this into a mainstream thing, because it really is that good. You know, and Nate, I know you've always agreed with that, but you and I in our lifetimes have never seen it transpire that way.
I think if this is implemented, I think if it gets buy-in throughout the rest of the country, of course, anytime you're creating more interesting, fun content that people are able to get excited about, it's definitely going to be a good thing. So I can All agree right. with that. So July 25th, it sounds like a pretty cool format. I'm definitely going to tune in and watch it. I think it's going to be a fun one. And it sounds like there's going to be some pretty good players that are playing in it too. So I guess this sounds like a fun format. I hope it gets implemented more places, and I really appreciate you guys coming on and telling me about your matchup.
Right on. Thanks, Nate.
Nate, thanks a lot for the time. I can't believe you let me on 3 times in a row.
Well, don't get used to it. Maybe I'll bring your wife on next. She's a lot more appealing and charming than you are anyways.
Yeah, I'm the one that has a face for radio. She's different.
All right, guys.
Yeah, if you make it out to Colorado, we'll have to meet face-to-face for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'll even let you buy the first round.
You got it, bro.
There we go. Sounds perfect.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining me again.
Nate.
All right, have a good one, Nate.
Hey, everyone. Thanks again for listening. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to contribute to the future content that will be made, consider joining the podcast's Patreon at www.patreon.com/queueitup. Becoming a Patreon of the podcast will help to create all of the future content that the podcast will have. Special shout out to Dave Peters, Aaron Taylor, Pete Silsby, Morgan Lupton, Ben Young, Robert Miller, Andy Morse, and Bill Pelham for your generous contributions to the podcast's Patreon. If you ever need any more information on what the Patreon system is or how you can contribute outside of the Patreon, please reach out to the podcast or Nate himself. If you would like to contribute to the podcast for free, consider sharing any podcasts or the podcast page on Facebook itself. Also, leaving a review and a rating if you listen through iTunes. It helps others find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode of the Cue It Up podcast.